Hey everyone, welcome back to Hope for Today. My name is Lynn Wilson and I have my friend Lynn Randall joining me today. We are we work together. We are
that
friends
we
and we also work together.
That we do.
But we're going to do something a little different today. So if you've been following the past 2 weeks of podcast, we have been talking finding refreshment in the time of storms. And I've referred to how you can look at the window and see the storm clouds coming in and you can prepare because you know it's going to rain or they've predicted a snowstorm or they've predicted a hurricane or they've predicted a tornado. Those types of things we can somewhat plan for. We never know the full impact that is going to end up, how bad that hurricane will be or how bad that tornado will be, but we can plan a little bit. We've also talked about earthquakes. Mm-hmm. They come out of nowhere. We could be sitting right now and everything starts shaking and we didn't know that was going to happen. We referred to two Bible characters. One would be Mary, who was thrusted into a new life. She was pregnant. She was going to have the King of Kings. She was going to deliver her own Savior. She was pregnant before marriage. All the cultural things that surrounded her own life with her and Joseph, and how in an instant her life changed without any preparation, other than the fact she must have been prepared in her heart because her relationship with her God had to be so strong that she was willing to be that vessel to serve her God in any way he asked. Mm-hmm. And also Noah. We talked about Noah and how the Lord gave him instructions and Noah followed those instructions, and how if Noah had deviated and not used the exact number of nails or the wrong type of wood or said, I think it should be bigger or smaller, the ark, how that could have changed everything for him and his family. But he followed God's instructions, knowing there was going to be a flood, but not really understanding that. And yet how God's provisions provided for him and his family in that ark for safety and security. And they were saved through that, you know, historic moment in Bible times. Mm. So we were talking about things and I gave you verses on finding refreshment, even through tough times like that. We go through tough times. And I also talked about what this podcast is. It's called Hope for Today. Life is tough. Every one of us carry a different burden, different memories, different moments, and sometimes you wake up and you just don't know how you're going to get through the day. Mm. But God provides the answers through his word. Number one, salvation. I clearly talked about that last week. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that is your first hope for today. Yes. After that, it's just relying on the Lord, studying his word, growing closer to him. Mm-hmm. So I've asked my friend Lynn to come today. As you can see, we've got some donuts, we've got some coffee and chai tea. We're going to have a little chit chat today. We're going to just kind of summarize some of the things that we've been talking about, you and I have been talking about with Mary and Noah. And I've asked Lynn to come along and we're just going to hear from a different perspective on moments like this that maybe you can just get something out of someone else talking with me, and we're going to learn together on how God has moved in Lynn's life in instances like this. So Lynn, one of the things I talked about was Mary and how in an instant her life changed. Mm-hmm. Have you been in a moment where your life changed like that, and how did God get you through it?
When Lynn and I first talked about doing this podcast today, she asked me that question and I said to her, absolutely, I can remember it like it was yesterday. 25 years ago, I was sitting in another venue. I was a librarian. I had come in on a Saturday morning to catch up on some work in my office. It was about 12:30, something like that. And my friend Cindy, who was a library colleague of mine, working in another library, lived half an hour, 40 minutes away. I'd see her maybe once every 2 or 3 weeks, comes walking into my office. And I just looked up at her and I said to her, what are you doing here? And she just looked at me and she had this look on her face that I couldn't even begin to read. And she said, I don't really know how to tell you this. And I said, tell me what? And she said to me, your dad is dead. I just looked at her and I said to her, what? I couldn't even grasp it. I think I might have said something like, you're kidding, except that nobody would kid about a thing like that. And I can remember, you have to know a little bit about my relationship with my dad. I was always daddy's girl. Mm. I was I have two older brothers, and I was the baby in the family, but I was always daddy's girl. And I loved him to pieces, and we talked almost every day. They had moved to South Jersey. I was still living up in Caldwell, but I spoke to him almost every night. And I just remember sitting there going, I just felt like my whole world had crashed in on me. I thought the first thing that came into my head was, I didn't get a chance to talk to Daddy last night. I was busy. I was running around. I was on my way out to a Bible study over at the church. So he called up and I said, Daddy, I'll talk to you tomorrow when I get a chance. I love you. And hung up the phone. And I thought, those are the last words I ever had a chance to say to my dad.
So your life changed quickly in an instant. Well, how did God get you through that? Was there a particular verse, or did he speak to you in a certain way?
At that point, there was no particular verse, except that I had been through a number of physical issues. I had lost the sight in my eye a number of years before. I had been hospitalized with a very serious illness. And at one point, they weren't sure I was going to survive. So God's word became, and it wasn't just one particular verse, it was verse after verse about him being my rock, him being my fortress, him being the one that I could count on. And so all of those things, when you're going through things like that, all of those things just press in on your mind, and you think, if it weren't for the fact that I know the Lord, and I know that whatever is happening, whether it's to me personally, or in this case, to me in the loss of my dad, if it weren't for the fact that I didn't know that he had not only a plan for me, but a plan for my dad, I don't know that I could have gotten through it.
Amen. So you had studied the Word up until this point.
Oh, yes.
So all those things that I think sometimes we take for granted.
Oh, yes.
Reading the Bible, studying verses, going to Sunday school, being in church, and God just pouring into us his word, that when those times hit.
And you don't realize how important that will become.
Right.
Until something like that happens, and then all of a sudden, all of those things come pouring back to you.
His word is so
real. His word
real.
Have I hidden in my heart?
Yeah, yeah.
I had the opportunity with my mom and dad, actually, when I was younger. We were part of a group that was called Bible Memory Association, and I've shared this with some of the staff here. We had the opportunity to memorize, I think it was 15 verses a week for 10 weeks. And fortunately, my memory then, back when I was 10, 11, 12 years old, is a whole lot better than it is now. But the opportunity then to be able to recite all those verses at the end of the summer, and there were awards. There were free weeks at camp and all of that, and you were excited about that, but it was the opportunity to really memorize. And I find that, 60 years later, all of those verses still come back. They still come back.
That's God's word.
You know, he has said, if you hide it in your heart, he'll bring it back to you.
Yep.
And all I can say is amen to that.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Now, in terms of Noah was given instruction. He was given clear details. We don't know exactly all the details. I mean, we have some bit of the accounts. And I talked about how many times we have heard that whisper from God. Lynn, this is what you need to do. Maybe I didn't have the next step. But you can feel God pushing you in a certain direction to prepare. You have a choice to either go with it or not. Noah chose to go with it. Not knowing the end result completely, he sort of knew somewhat a little, but he wasn't all-knowing because he wasn't God. Have you been in a moment where God has given you clear direction to prepare? Did it help you on the other end? Were you obedient to it? Were you not obedient? How did that work out in the end?
It's going to sound like my life has been fraught with tragedy, and that's far from the case. I've been so blessed, but in this case, I'm talking about my mom. 7 years after my dad passed away, I actually found out that my mom had been diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer. Kept it a secret from me, never knew it, a long variety of circumstances. Finally, I find out about it. And she made the decision not to have any treatment. She just felt like God would take her through whatever he wanted to take her through and provide for her whatever strength she needed to have to get through this. Mm. So, toward the end of her life, she really did get much worse, and she was needing to have transfusions and, you know, a whole bunch of different things. And finally, the doctor that had been treating her came to me at the hospital one morning, and he said, I think we need to make the decision to put your mom into hospice. And I just looked at him like, I was understanding what he was saying, mm-hmm. but I wasn't really grasping it completely. Mm-hmm. And my mind started to, oh my gosh, what happens next? How much time? What will happen? Will she be in pain? What will I need to do? The list started to like flood my
mind. All those preparations.
Yes, all of this stuff. And I just thought, oh my gosh, I was just really kind of overwhelmed. Mm. And the woman was lovely that came from hospice. She really was. We put my mom into hospice, whatever that officially means, on a Thursday. She died the following Monday. The Monday after Easter, as it turned out to be. Now, they had told me at the time that it would probably be 3, 4, maybe 5 months. Mm-hmm. It was 5 days. But all of those things that came fleeting through my head, how is this going to work? How's that going to work? What does it mean? What are the legal things I have to do? Do I have to do financial things? And then I was thinking, how are they going to give my mom anything? Is she going to be in pain? All of those questions. And I just remember sitting and praying with her every night. And then after she would finally fall asleep, praying again, Lord, I don't know what you're going to do. Just give me the wisdom. Show me what it is that I need to do. I don't want to make any mistakes. Mm-hmm. I don't want to not do what I need to do. I don't want to do anything to hurt Mom. I want her to be good. But this is all brand new to me, and I don't know what to do next. And he showed me everything.
And he shows you everything.
And it didn't continue for a long period of time. I think my biggest concern at that point was that my mom might suffer. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't really want that to happen. 5 days.
And so she didn't suffer.
And so
long.
She didn't suffer. I was blessed to be able to hold her hand. We had just finished praying together. I don't know, it was maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock on a Monday morning. And we had just finished praying together. She had had a kind of a restless night. And I was holding her hand, and she looked up at me, and she said to me, Lenny, I love you, and closed her eyes. And God took her home.
Amen.
And that's why they give me Kleenex.
So just like Lynn had a tragic moment, in an instant, her life changed, her dad passed without her having any preparations. With her mom, she had a moment of knowing that there was going to be a short amount of time, but could prepare to a point. Even with that, we never know the final end. The Lord gives us only so many things. He still wants us to rely on Him, which
Absolutely.
Is what you did.
Absolutely.
Lord, what do I do? How do I handle this? Somebody told me the other day, it's always just, what's the next step? What's the next thing? And the Bible talks about every step we take, committing that to the Lord. And in life, we need to do that.
Absolutely.
Is there a verse that has brought you through a lot in life, or that you kind of find that today is the verse that gives you the hope that you need?
I memorized this verse a long time ago from really the only authorized version, that would be King James. But I found this version, the ESV, I can't even think of it now. ESV?
I don't know, but it's okay. Keep
going. It doesn't matter. It's a verse that comes from Lamentations. It's Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. And the verse says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies are never forgotten. They never come to an end. They are new every morning. And you all probably know this part of it. Great is His faithfulness. So when all of those things were going on, and you just get to the end of the day, and you go to bed, and you're just exhausted, and your mind is spinning, and you don't know, and you finally fall asleep, and you just go, oh, I hope I never have another day like this. And then you wake up the next morning, and you stop to think, His mercies are new. Again, this morning. Everything starts new. He's filled up my mercy bucket again.
Amen.
And I have all his mercies to dwell on every single minute of every single day. If you don't know the Lord, I don't know how you get through things like that.
I've said that over and over and over.
And I honestly, and it's honestly the truth. If I hadn't known Jesus, if he hadn't been my Savior, if I hadn't been able to trust him for so many other things, those things probably would have broken me.
So you've been able to get a little bit of an insight to another person, a friend of mine, who has been through some pretty rough stuff. I don't know where you are today. Mm. Last week I talked about you behind this camera. Are you the last person that needs to accept the Lord as your personal Savior before the trumpets will sound? Mm. I don't know if that's you. We are only here because somebody else needs to know the Lord. When that last person has accepted him, that's the final stage before the rapture, and this world will change to something completely different. Mm-hmm. And you can read about that in the book of Revelation. But I told you last week, keep things simple in life. Go to the book of John, which is in the New Testament. Go to the third chapter. Go to verse 16 and read that. Pray about it. If you're truly seeking the Lord, he will show you direction on clearly how you can be saved. Don't make this thing complicated. God didn't make it complicated. He made it free. He made it simple. Lynn has talked about a verse that has meant something to her. His mercies are new every morning. How many times have we ended our day and said, I can't do it anymore? Mm. You need to know. Get a good night's sleep. God designed us to our bodies to need rest. Get that rest and wake up in the morning and know there's a new hope for today. I hope that through this, you can see that other people have lived some pretty tough stuff. And we've talked about this on the podcast. And Mary unexpectedly was changed in an instant. Noah had time to prepare, but not knowing the extreme of that. And you could go back and listen to the podcast and go through some of the verses that we shared. God says he will restore a weary soul. Mm. In Psalm. And how many of you are feeling weary right now? Maybe life is really good for you. Maybe you're okay and you're doing okay, but you know what? You can look back to a time you weren't, or you know in the future things will change. Life goes up and down. Mm-hmm. We have the peaks and the valleys, and if you need to find refreshment, it's only going to be in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Lynn, I want to thank you for joining me today, for sharing your story, for sharing a verse that God has just brought you through, and for giving our viewers knowing that there is hope. Mm. No matter what tragedy you go through, if you belong to him, he will get you through it.
Absolutely.
Won't be easy. It's not always going to be comfortable, and you're going to sometimes just yell out to him, Lord, I'm not liking this.
Yeah.
And he knows that, but he's the one that will get us through.
Yeah, he'll bring you through.
And I want to remind you, if you haven't picked up your free copy of When You Feel Like Giving Up by Dr. Ray Pritchard, this is a complimentary copy. It's just a small pamphlet, only about 12 pages long. We want to send that to you.
Yeah.
Give the office a call. My email is listed in the description below. Feel free to email me. I'd be glad to get this into your hands. And it is a free copy. Come join us next week where I have another friend coming, Paul, and he's going to be sharing his story with us. I hope today you find the hope that you need through Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next week on the next podcast.
Amen.